Today I was at a funeral, and I've actually been to a few funerals fairly recently. It kind of goes to the territory of getting old, I guess. But it reminded me of the importance of having a properly drafted will. And you may remember on an episode a couple of years back, I talked about someone who died and had a will, and even then the family were trying to argue about what was intended in the will. No, she didn't want to leave the money here. She wanted to leave the money over here to us. And I said, but it's in the will. They said, well, that will doesn't apply. She made another will. Where is it? And it never, of course, it never transpired. But can you imagine the arguments that would have taken place had she not had a will? Then, all pandemonium would have broken loose. So it's very important to have a will. And preferably a professionally drafted will. But even if you just have a will saying, I leave everything to my children and their offspring, and if they should not survive me, their children, just something along those lines. In fact, you can get sort of do-it-yourself wills, but I wouldn't recommend those. But if you haven't got the money to spend a few hundred pounds getting it done properly, I would still go for a do-it-yourself will. Now, a lot of people don't realise that they could pay inheritance tax. The band is only just over 325, 300, just over £300,000, and then people could be into the inheritance tax ban, and their family would pay inheritance tax. So you've got to look at that within the will and see what you can do. Can assets be split between husband and wife? So all these things would help if you saw a professional to do your will rather than just leaving everything. And just writing that out like that. Now, in my supporter podcast, I'm going to go into a bit more depth on this. And do try and join me there, because it's for the price of a cup of coffee. You'll be supporting me to help support you, and to come up with more in-depth and researched material for you, to give you further advice that perhaps I wouldn't put out in public. So do try and join me. I'll give you a free copy of my one-day workshop. There'll be other benefits in there, copies of my books and that sort of thing. So do join me there, and I'll hopefully see you there.